City Sport.
Red and blue banter and debate. The legends with Aldo and Sharpie.
Coleman tries again, down to Kone. Kone back for Barkley to shoot. Oh. 1-1. Searing equaliser for one of the young gems of English football, Ross Barkley. Bringing Goodison to life on the opening day of the season. It's Everton 1, Watford 1. The Watford flags are being unfurled, but Everton have it on the edge of the penalty area. Kone with a chance. It's 2-2.
Oh, well, no shortage of drama. That was our friends at Absolute Radio, John Champion with the commentary there. 2-2. Didn't really spark into life until the second half, did it, Sharpie?
No, it didn't. It was disappointing, Steve. Again, you're playing a promoted team at home. You don't know what to expect, but I think everybody going to the game would have expected Everton to win the game quite comfortably. But Watford, as many teams done last year, came behind, sat behind the ball, made it difficult for Everton. Everton struggled to break them down. The only good thing, well, I say the only good, that's the wrong thing for me to say. We have to get to the situation where, you know, we have to go a goal down before there's some urgency in their play, and that's a disappointing thing. What I would have to say as well, I thought the reaction of the crowd was pretty poor on Saturday.
What in what way?
Well, it's a difficult afternoon. We knew that. You know, they wanted to see us get out the traps early. They didn't see that. Watford came into the game, scored the goal, but at half time to go off to like a chorus of boos, I thought that was really, really harsh on the first day of the season. Then when we go 2-1 down, large sections of the crowd decide they've had enough. Now, listen, it wasn't an ideal performance, don't get me wrong, and people are entitled to their views and their criticism, and if they want to boo, fair enough, but that ain't going to help players. You know, that ain't going to help young players. You know, young Ross Barkley scored a fantastic goal, but before that, he was in the end of some, you know, vitriolic comments. And, you know, at this stage of the season, yes, whilst we're disappointed we didn't win the game, I don't think there was any need for the reaction that some fans gave the players. But from the positive side of view, we came back twice, you know, in a game and we got a point from it. So, you know, they showed a lot of character there, but disappointing to say the least.
It was a weekend that was all about character. You mentioned Ross, and you know, is he a luxury or is he a vital part of the Everton furniture for the future? Is it about keeping Ross and John Stones and making sure that they're brought through and are pivotal to the future of the football club?
Well, I think so. And, you know, I think a lot has been said about Ross and probably too early. You know, a lot of the, you know, things were put on him and saying he's going to be the next big thing. You know, after the World Cup, he's going to be this, he's going to be that. Unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the young boy's shoulders and he's finding it difficult. Last season was difficult for him, but you know what? It'll be better when people get behind him. You know, the fans need to get behind him, realise he's a young talent, and that's what they have to do, you know. Saturday was disappointing for him as well, but he answered his critics with a fantastic strike to get us back on level terms.
I want both your input on Ross Barkley and his future. I think Ross is a brilliant player. I mean, I really do. But I talk to Evertonians, and they say, you know, he's a luxury.
It's a big season for him. But I said he came onto the scene, and everybody was and I think they went overboard. You know, he showed signs that, you know, what a good player he could be, but I think the comparisons he was getting, he's going to be the next Rooney, he's going to be the next this, that and other thing. Far too early. Ross had to learn the game. Last season was difficult for him, disappointing for him. He needs to get a run of games where he can show what he's all about. He's a confidence player. You know, last year he got a little bit of stick from the crowd. You could see it affected him. Like Saturday got a bit of stick from the crowd, but he scored a goal and shot a few of his critics up. So he needs to still learn the game. He needs to improve. The manager wants to play him in a forward position, but I think that's at his best. But because he's only young, he hasn't got the football intelligence of a Leon Osman and Steven Pienaar who can play that. And that's only built up through experience and everything else. So this is a big season for him.
I mean, I feel for him because, you know, the expectation, when it's built up when he's such a young age and maybe isn't as mentally developed as, like Sharpie was saying, as some people are at that age, he's probably not as far on. But I tell you what, I see him as a, you know, he's a big lad. Mm. He looks strong. He makes things happen. I think the biggest thing is that he does need a run of games. He's got to stay in the side, but that's up to him as well. You know, he's got to give 100% every week and make sure not only doing the good things, as in scoring goals and hitting a great ball, he's got to do the ugly things. He's got to start breaking things up and getting involved in the game as well. And I think that's in him. I think he's a real talent with a big future.
Mm. Scorer of great goals, obviously. We saw one at the weekend, but last season he scored just 2 goals. So again, it's another part of his game to improve.
Well, it is. He scored a very similar goal in Singapore against Arsenal, you know, with a fantastic strike, very similar to what was we saw on Saturday. Ross has to add goals to this game. Everton have to add goals. No, I said it on Friday. You just can't rely on Lukaku for your goals. The midfield players, that's been Morales, Cleverley's brought in, Ross, have all got to come in with their fair share of goals now. You know, we talked about James McCarthy as well. They've got to add goals to their game. It's no use relying on one guy, Lukaku. If he has a barren spell, where's the goals going to come from? Good thing was we scored two goals at the weekend, you know, and Romelu didn't score, but Coney came on and scored the goal, his first goal at Goodison, so that was a good sign. But from the defensive side, two shots and goal, two goals. So again, we've conceded two goals. That was a problem last year. We were conceding goals all the time. So there's something ain't right, but at least we got on the score sheet and Ross got on the score sheet and Aruna Coney got on the score sheet as well. But the goals need to be spread around the team.
Would you have enjoyed defending against a Ross Barkley? You know, given what you've seen of him, there seems to be perhaps not a full understanding of where his best position is at the moment.
Well, you know, for us, I think if you squeeze him and get inside his head and start, you know, and start having contact with the lad, I think it affects his game a little bit, or he can't break free. And I think he's got to learn that side of it. You know, just make different runs sharply. You know, go bomb in there, then cut back out and get the ball. He's got to start making a lot more space for himself, but imposing himself more in the game from my point of view. See, if you're playing against someone like Ross Barkley, you'd squeeze the life out of him. You'd get on top of him and really get inside and get inside his shirt. And then I think maybe that side of the game, he's got to start maybe being a little bit stronger. But like I said before, I got nothing but a lot of time for the lad. I really do think he's going to come on. Games, a run of games and stay in the side. Don't pull him out, put him in there and then you'll see what he can do.
He's got great feet. You know, and he's at his best for me is when he picks the ball up deep and then runs at people. Because he's got a ton of pace as well. He can move the ball well. He needs to get himself in the position where he can receive that and it opens up in front of him and say, go and run into that space. He's got all the ability in the world. He needs confidence, and he's going to get the confidence when people are on his side rather than against him. And I think, as I said again, go back to the crowd at the weekend. They weren't great and they need to improve. The crowd need to improve. We're going to see the best of the players.
People have got to give them time. You know, the crowd have to give youngsters more time and more time to adapt and impose himself on games. And unfortunately, these days, they don't seem to do that.
I mean, I love watching him. I just think he's one of those players that I think all English fans really want to do well. And fingers crossed he has a brilliant season for Everton, really hopes it. You see that bit of vainness at the end? He's almost got same amount of hair as you, Wrighty. And when he scored his goal,
he just sort of tried to... Do you know what? I'm going to go again now.
We started this show calling it The Legend. We have two legends with us now. Mark Wright and, of course, Graham Sharp. We're here every Monday and Friday. Aldo will be stepping into the seat in our next show. We'll get him on the phone a little bit later on.
Graham Sharp and John Aldridge, The Legends.
Radio City Sport.